I've got two papers in a row this month, and neither one of them are NCI puts, so.
It's only because nice I promised these people they'd never see that again.
Thought you were going to say you promised they'd never see me again. Okay, so turning to Agenda Paper 17. In 2010, the ISB amended IFRS 7 to add disclosure requirements for transfers of financial assets. And in January, you discussed whether a clarification through an annual improvement is needed on whether servicing arrangements are continuing involvement for the purposes of those transfer disclosures. At that meeting, you noted that the wording in IFRS 7 is clear and recommended that the ISB should consider clarifying the requirements for continuing involvement in paragraph 42C of IFRS 7. In February, we reported your discussion to the board. The board indicated that its intention was that servicing arrangements would meet the definition of continuing involvement for purposes of the transfer disclosures. Board members noted that paragraph 42C does not scope out such arrangements. The board asked us to report this view to you and ask whether, and if so, how you think clarification should be given. We think there are at least two alternatives: to either publish an agenda decision that sets out the board's intention or to recommend that the board amend paragraph 42C little c to clarify that it does not scope out servicing agreements. That's our question for you today.
Comments? Guido?
Acknowledging that there is diversity in practice out there and that the standards is not as clear maybe as some might think, I'm for option two, so that we amend IFRS 7 to clarify. I've always a problem with an argument where somebody says, whether it's a board or somebody else, my intention was this and this. It's fine that that was the intention, but it should be also clear in the standard. So I'm in favor of an amendment.
Fair point. Laurence?
I echo Guido's comments, and particularly when I look at the draft rejection, I think that it's a little weak. There are things that you write in paragraph 11 and 12 that I would like to see in the rejection if we were to publish the rejection, which is not my preferred route. For instance, what I like in paragraph 11 is the fact that you say that servicing agreements are not pass-through arrangements, and why. And also that you acknowledge in paragraph 12 that you may have rare circumstances in which servicing agreement may not constitute continuing involvement for the purpose of the transfer disclosures because they are completely delinked from the future performance of the transferred assets. And I think that even if it may be rare circumstances, this does not reflect in the draft rejection as you have it at the moment. So this is why I prefer an amendment with such clarity provided.
Andrew?
I agree with the previous comments that the clarification would be helpful because, I mean, the comment made in paragraph 12 about the where the servicing fee is not dependent on the cash flows from the transferred asset might be a sensible principle, but I don't think you see it in IFRS 7, so that kind of almost demonstrates the fact that there's some need for clarity, and it's, you know, if that, and I don't understand how that links in with the explicit exemption for pass-through arrangements in paragraph C, because isn't the servicing fee there dependent on the cash flows? So I would have thought that some clarification is necessary.
Scott?
I'm in the minority, but I prefer the agenda decision because I actually thought that IFRS 7 was clear that servicing arrangements are continuing involvement unless you have the situation where the servicing fee is, for example, 1,000 euros a year. So cash flows on the asset, irrelevant. You get 1,000 euros a year. So I would have looked at that one as not being continuing involvement, and a regular servicing arrangement would be continuing involvement. So I thought it was clear. But certainly if the majority prefer going with an amendment to IFRS 7, I'm fine with that too.
Luca and then Charlotte.
In line with some other members, I think that a clarification could be useful to add clarity. The circumstance is absolutely common, and the view is could be different, so a clarification is necessary to a standard.
Charlotte?
I agree with what the majority said. I think it's unclear at the moment, and I think the points in 11 and 12 need to be brought out in the standard. To Scott's point, you need to know what a regular servicing agreement is.
Joanna?
I support everybody else for the same reasons.
That would be everybody but Scott.
Thanks. Sorry, Scott.
Not a problem.
Okay, I assume that given the observations about diversity in practice, this is too big for an annual improvement. Would that be the sense, or is it potentially an annual improvement?
Yeah, if this is to do with a clarification of the standard, then
it would be okay.
It could meet the annual improvements criteria.
All right. Well, we will think about it in those terms then. I think the sense of the group is that a clarification is necessary, and if we can fit it into annual improvements, fine. If not, we will proceed with it separately. One way or another, we'll get it done. Okay. Liz, you just accomplished an hour and 10 minutes of work in 22.
Oh, I love exceeding expectations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Okay. By the way, in terms of timing today, I think it would be inappropriate to bring forward any technical topics from tomorrow because people do call in on specific days to listen to specific things. So. But there's no reason why we can't bring forward any administrative stuff that's on tomorrow's agenda. So that's what I propose to do if the occasion presents itself. Okay, we did paper 10 this morning, so April is back.